The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 7th of November, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start off our news today stateside, and it all has to do with AT&T giving away some money. Actually giving back money that they probably shouldn't have taken in the first place. Yes, the Federal Trade Commission has ruled that AT&T needs to pay $60 million in a settlement for all the people that they told they get unlimited data plans, but then they started throttling your connection. AT&T customers who signed up for one of the company's unlimited plans before 2011 are entitled to a partial refund. Now, as far as AT&T's side, yeah, it kind of seems like they got off slightly easy, being the fact that this happened 8 years ago. But according to the FTC, moving forward, AT&T must disclose whenever its plans include any sort of restrictions. Something they didn't do with this, and probably on purpose. Have you got one of the original Google Pixel phones out there? Aww. Have we got a surprise for you, and it's the last surprise. Your final update's coming next month. After that, no more. Yes, Google's Pixel and Pixel XL will get one final software update, and it will be coming sometime next month. We don't have an exact date yet. Now, the reason why we say this is a surprise is because we kind of thought it's not getting any more. But apparently, Google's been able to squeeze out just one extra one for all of you. Now, some people were, of course, a little unhappy, being the fact that they didn't get the latest November update for the Pixel phone. Maybe that's why this last update came about. No one really knows for sure, but this could be Google just doing a little PR damage control. But regardless, they're also telling a lot of Pixel users out there still on the original device, it's time to upgrade. Guess what? Facebook. Oh, yeah. Guess what else? More data has been accessed. Yes, according to Facebook, about 100 developers might have actually improperly accessed the group's member data. Yeah, groups. You remember those? That's the thing that Facebook locked down last year. Well, apparently, some of the app developers retained improper access to the information about those members. Now, Facebook's being forthcoming about it, probably because they're already boiling in water already. According to them, 100 developers might have accessed user information since Facebook has actually changed its rules way back in April of 2018. In fact, 11 actually accessed members' data in just the last 60 days. Yeah, this isn't something that happened last year. It just happened in the last couple of months, too. Now, how this works is Facebook group administrators can actually use third-party tools to manage their groups, giving apps information about its activity. However, though, since the changes last year, developers shouldn't be able to see individual members' names, profile pictures, or even unspecified profile data. Apparently, yeah, they still could. Unfortunately, even though Facebook is boiling, they still didn't feel the need to disclose the names of these roughly 100 developers. I guess it's okay for Facebook to protect their identity. Yours, on the other hand, yeah. And finally, things are about to get thuper at YouTube. Yes, YouTube is launching a new product today, and they're called Thuper Stickers. So what are Thuper Stickers? Well, they're cartoon characters that fans can actually purchase to show their support for that particular streamer. Hence, this all has to do with YouTube live streams. This sounds familiar? Yeah, it sounds a lot like Twitch, yeah. The Thuper Stickers are launching in about 60 countries today, and will be for creators that are 18 years or older. Plus, their channels are going to have to be monetized, and you're going to have 1,000 subscribers or more. There are actually 8 sticker packs to choose from, at least right now. More are supposed to be coming soon. 5 of which of these 8 stickers will feature animated cartoons. So why did YouTube decide to do this? Well, they've seen the success of their Super Chat. Yeah, another thing that's very Twitch-like. And for those of you that don't remember Super Chat, it actually allowed people to purchase better placement for their messages to streamers. And with more than 100,000 channels using Super Chat, they thought, well, this is the next step. Don't that just make you feel thuper? If you got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it to us and make us feel thuper. Just send it on over at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Give us a like, too, over there on Facebook at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But please come by our BTN community over at our Slack room, the place where more is definitely merrier, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back for your Friday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news things that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.